We are up to Simen Tov, Kuf, Chof, Dalet. Tov, Kuf, Chof, Dalet. Kama Dvarim Ha'asurim B'Yontif. Okay, so this is really a synopsis and a very Bekitzer version of a much larger Simen in Hilchos Shabbos, basically. And it's all based on a very famous Mishnah in Beitza on Daf Lamivav Amud Beis. The Mishnah on Beitza, Daf Lamivav Amud Beis, actually begins and ends comparing Hilchos Shabbos to Hilchos Yontif. The Mishnah starts like this: Kol Shechayavin Alav Mishum Shvus, Mishum Rishus, Mishum Mitzvah. We'll explain those three words in a minute. B'Shabbos, Chayav and Alav B'Yontif. It means whatever you can't do on Shabbos in this department, you can't do on Yontif. Then at the end of this Mishnah, it says, Kol Elu B'Yontif Amru. All these things are also on Yontif. Kal V'Chomer B'Shabbos. And how much more so is it also on Shabbos? And then it says a line which some of us might be more familiar with from the Gemara in Megillah. Gemara Megillah has a whole list of Ein Beins in the Mishnayos in the first parak. This is one of the Ein Beins, and here it is at the end of this Mishnah in Beitza Lamevav on Beis. Ein Bein Yontif l'Shabbos ela Ochal Nefesh Bavad. There's no difference between Yontif and Shabbos except for Ochal Nefesh. Okay, but the point of this Mishnah is to tell us that there are three different types of Issa Derabbanan that are three different types that are listed in this Mishnah that we're going to discuss right now. One is called a Shvus, one is called a Rishus, and one is called a Mitzvah. Okay, we have a few under the Shvus department, a few under the Rishus department, and a few under the Mitzvah department. All three categories are Issa Derabbanan. Okay, Rashi over there explains, the first category is called Shvus. He says, because there is no mitzvah at all. There's no lachluchis, no even moisture of a mitzvah. There's nothing to do with a mitzvah. It's just a plain old Issa Derabbanan. There's no reason that you would think that this might be mutter for some religious reason. It is an Issa Derabbanan. Fine. Then the last category is a mitzvah. It's a list of things that really are mitzvos. But they're mitzvahs that the Chachamim do not let us do on Shabbos and Yontif. Okay? The middle category, the Mishnah calls Rishus. Rishus, Rashi explains, it is Karov L'Mitzvah. It's very close to being a mitzvah. Okay? We're going to get into all the examples. But it's called the Rishus because it's very close to being called to being a mitzvah. And you might think it should be mutter, and that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that it is also aser midrabanan. And it's called the Rishus because it's not a full-fledged mitzvah, as is the end of the list, which is a full-fledged mitzvah, it's referred to as a mitzvah. So, because this is less mitzvahdik than the third list, it's called Rishus. Okay, now let's go through the list with a little bit, with some notes and some, okay, let's see. So again, we have three categories of Issa Derabbanan on Shabbos and Yontif. The first is called Shvus. The Ein Lohem Mishum Shvus. These are the Issurei Derabbanan under the category of Shvus. Number one, Lo Olim Ba'ilan. You're not allowed to climb a tree. This is discussed at length in Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Lamed Vav. The Gemara explains to us, why are you not allowed to climb a tree? The Gemara tells us we're afraid that while you're climbing the tree, you might come to pull something off of the tree. The Mishnah Brura over there in Shin Lamed Vav explains that we're not afraid that while you're climbing, your foot might accidentally knock off a branch, but we're afraid that you might forget a Shabbos once you're in the tree and might start to pull off branches or fruit or whatever it is. So there's a low plug, you're not allowed to climb a tree. There are a lot more halachos that relate to the trees, not using the tree, not leaning on the tree, okay, but we're not going to get into that right now. That's all discussed at length at the end of Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Lamivav. Number two, in the list of Shvus, Yisurei Derabbanan, Lo Rochven Al Gabei Behema, you're not allowed to ride an animal on Shabbos or Yontif. The Gemara says, because Chazal were afraid you would pull a branch off of a tree in order to hit the horse and say, giddy up, giddy up. And therefore, you're not allowed to ride an animal. This is discussed at length in Siman Shin Hei, Sif Yud Ches. Over there, the Mishnah Berurah explains that any usage of an animal is included in riding the animal, which Chazal asked. Number 3, Lo Shatin Al Pnei Hamayim, you're not allowed to swim on Shabbos or Yontif. And this is a gzeira, the Gemara tells us, Shemayase Chavit Shel Shayotin, you might come to make some sort of raft. Some people have a hard time understanding that, we don't know how to make rafts, okay, but this is a gzeira's chazal, we don't go swimming, Shemayase Chavit Shel Shayotin. Okay, now, then there's three more on this list of Yisurei Derabanan of Shavuos. The Mishnah tells us, Lo Mitapchin, Velo Mesapkin, Velo Merakdin. Let's go through the three together. Mitapchin, Rashi says, Biyad. We'll see the Shulchan Aruch says, Kaf al Kaf. Clapping. That's why people on Shabbos, many people, don't clap. They'll clap Kelacheyad. They'll take, the back of the hand to the front of the hand. Lo misapkin, Rashi says, on your thigh. Shulchan Aruch, kaf al yerech, taking your hand and banging it on your thigh. Lo meragdin is dancing. Chazal asked these three things. Why? Shema yisakin klei shir. Okay, so let's start with that and go through the Shulchan Aruch and take a look a little bit in Hilchos Shabbos where these are expanded upon. So we're in Tov Kuf Chof Dalid, Sif Aleph. Ein olin al gabi ilan. No climbing of trees. Velo rochvin al gabe behema. Do not ride on an animal. Velo shatin al pnei amayim. You know how to swim. Velo misapkin, which is lahakot kafal yerach, to take your hand and bang against your thigh to make a sound. Velo mitapchin lakos kafal kaf. No clapping. Velo merakdin, and no dancing. Now there is no explanation over here, and the Mishnah Berurah just keeps sending us to Hilchos Shabbos where he explained this at length. So, in terms of the singing, dancing, and clapping, okay, the Shulchan Aruch just expands on it a little bit more, tells us the reason over there, in Shin Lamed Tesiv Gimel, Gzeira Shema Yisakein Kleshir. Fine. Then the Ramah says, and this is based on the Gemara in Beitza and Daf Lamed, I believe, Ha de misapkin and merakdin ha idnavala machina bu, that which people nowadays clap and dance on Shabbos, and no one stops them. Mishun de mutav shushogigin, v'al yume zidin, better for them to do it bishogig and not know better than to tell them, and then they don't listen to you, and then they're doing it bemazin. That's a Gemara. The Gemara says this. Already in times of the Gemara, people were clapping and dancing on Shabbos. Now, continues, this is a very famous Ramah. Quoting a very famous Tosus, the Yesh Omrim de Bizmana Zeha Kol Shari, that those that say nowadays this is all mutter, clapping and dancing is mutter. Why? The Ein Anu Bikiyim Basiyas Kleishir, because we don't know how to make musical instruments, the Lekel and Migzah Shemi Sakin Kleishir, and there's no reason for the Chachamim to make a Gzeir that we're going to come to make a musical instrument when nobody nowadays knows how to make a musical instrument. It's something that's very not common. The Efshar, now that's a Svara of Tosos. It's a very controversial Svara of Tosos, because generally we hold that even if the reason for the Gzeira of Chazal is not relevant, the Gzeira still stands. We don't say, well, the reason's not relevant, so we're not going to do it anymore. Generally, we don't do that. Tosos in a couple of places seems to say such a thing. This is one of those famous places where he says that the Gzeira should not be relevant because we don't know how to do that. We know how to make a clay shear. We know how to make musical instruments. So you should be allowed to clap and dance, and there's no fear that you're going to make the musical instrument. Now, the Ramah concludes, V'efshe shal zen nogu lahokya bakol. It could be that that's why people are lenient in this department. Not so much because they don't know, but they're relying on this opinion of Tosus. So the Hasidim in general are mekel in this. Lita Imar, less makel in this department. A lot of people clap. They clap kilachayat. Now, in terms of dancing, you know, walking around in a circle singing a song, I don't know if that's called, you know, I don't know if that's called dancing that Chazal were asering. You know, so whatever. Anyway, this is one of those things that people are more lenient in. It's already brought down the Gemara like that. Brought down the Ramah. There's a Tosis to rely on. So, it's not so simple, but there are definitely those that are lenient. There have always been those that are lenient by the Hasidim. You know, there's big people who are the, you know, big people who are lenient, and they have on whom to rely. Okay, so that was the first third of this Mishnah in Beit Alam Vav Amud Beis. A category of Isurei Derabanan which are not related to a mitzvah. They're called a shvus, and Chazal asked these things. Then the Mishnah continues, Ve'elu hei mishum rishus. And again, rishus means it's a karov lemitzvah, Rashi says, but Chazal answered it anyway. Okay, here it goes. Lo donin, not to judge, like judge court cases. Velo mekadshin, like not to get married, kiddushin. Velo choltsin, velo miyabmin. God forbid a husband dies without children. His wife falls to the brother, either to marry her, that's called yibum, or to not marry her, which is called chalitza. Yibum and chalitza, all these things are not done on Shabbos or Yontif. Okay? All of these are not done on Shabbos or Yontif. The Gemara says there's a gzera you might come to write. Now, the Gemara actually questions each of these and says, wait a second, isn't judging a court case, isn't that a mitzvah? Why does the Mishnah call it a rishus? Meaning it's not a mitzvah, as opposed to a mitzvah. Judging a court case is a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, it's not a mitzvah in this case, because ika odif minei. There's someone more qualified than him to judge the case, so therefore the mitzvah is not incumbent on him. So for him it's a rishus. Velo makadshin, isn't it a mitzvah to be makadish, a woman, to get married? The Gemara answers, well, he already was married, and he already has children, so it's not such a big mitzvah. And lo yibum and chalitza, isn't that a mitzvah? So the Gemara says, well, he's not the oldest brother, and the mitzvah is really on the oldest brother, so it's not such a mitzvah. Now, the way Rashi understands this, the gzera, the issa derabanan is relevant even if these rule, even if these cases are not the case. Meaning, even if he's the number one judge in the world, it's still asa midrabanan. Even if he's never been married, he's still not allowed to get married on Shabbos and Yontif. Even if he's the oldest brother and the mitzvah of Yibum is incumbent upon him, he's still no. There's still an isa derabanan. He's not allowed to do it. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam says no. These cases are only going to be asa midrabanan according to the ukimta of the Gemara. But if it's a full-fledged mitzvah, it's in fact going to be mutter. It's not going to be usur midrabanim. So when the Shulchan Aruch brings this down in Hilchos Shabbos, Shin Lamed Tes, Siv Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch says, ain danin, no judging cases, velo makadshin, not to be makadesh in Isha. Then the Ramah says, Agah, the Yesh Matirin Lekadesh, Hecha de Einu Isho Banim. The Ramah brings down Rabbi Natam, that who's Mekel, who permits one to get married, at least to do Kiddushin, if not also Nisuin, where if the person does not have a wife and children. And Rav Nevenzel, in his Mishnah Berurah, brings down, in a footnote, that the Ramah himself was Mesader Kiddushin on Shabbos to enable a Bacher to get married on Shabbos. Now, what was the scenario over there and why he did it? He doesn't tell us, but he says it's brought down in Tshuvas HaRamah Siman Kuf Chav Hey, which we can look up for homework. Okay, but this is Machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, and seems like a Machlokas Mechaber Ramah, although it doesn't seem like the Ramah thinks that all these things are mutter in a case of mitzvah, meaning Yesh Matirin, meaning there is on whom to rely. I assume the case in which the Ramah was Masada Kiddushin HaShabbos was some sort of extenuating circumstance, and he relied on Rabbeinu Tam. That's what I assume. I don't know. I did not look it up. Now, the Shulchan Aruch by us, let's go through Shulchan Aruch by us. Lo danin, okay, like we said, not to judge cases. Velo mekadshin, not to be mekadesh in Isha. The Mechaber adds in velo konsin, that's the chuppah, the second half of marriage, which is not brought down in that Mishnah. The Gra says that the Shulchan Aruch learned this from Yibum. Yibum is aser. Yibum is the act of the brother marrying his brother's widow, which we said can't be done on Shabbos or Yontif. So Adini says that's where nobody can get married on Shabbos and Yontif, so, according to the Shulchan Aruch. Again, the Ramah brought down Rabbeinu Tam only when it's not a full-fledged mitzvah because he's already has children. Fine. Weiter in our Shulchan Aruch. Velo miyabmin, one can't do yibum on Shabbos, on Yontif. Shabbos and Yontif, it's the same. Velo migarshin, not to divorce, that also is not in our Mishnah. Velo choltzin, and one can't, the brother, the live brother, can't do chalitza to his brother's widow. That was in the Mishnah. Where does migarshin come from? So the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Shabbos brings down from the Ran that it's a kal vachomer. Why are all these things usher? This whole middle section, not judging, not getting married, first stage of marriage, chalitza, yibum, all usher, because you might come to right. So says the Ran, Beis Yosef brings down from the Ran. Well, all these things don't necessarily require writing. Chachamim were afraid that they would write. But you can do all these things without the act of writing. But divorce can only be done through writing. You need to get to divorce a woman. And therefore, if these other things are going to be usher as a gzeira, maybe you'll come to write. So certainly divorce should be usher as a gzeira, maybe you will come to write. There is one exception to the no divorcing on Shabbos and Yontif rule, and that is Sif Beis. Skip for a minute to Sif Beis. Shchiv Meira detokif le'al matuva, someone who's on his deathbed. And let's say he doesn't have any children. And his brother is an off-the-derech bird watcher in Alaska. And he's afraid, if he dies, then his wife is going to be stuck. She needs to have yibum u'chalitza, and they need to track down this off-the-derech brother who's a bird watcher in Alaska. How are they going to find him? And then she's going to be stuck forever. So, in such a case, Shari the Gari Shafila B'Shabbos, in such a case, the Chazal allowed the person to give a get even on Shabbos, more because they're afraid that if we don't do what he wants them to do, it's going to make him die sooner than he would otherwise die, because he's going to be so upset and so worked up about it. In Hilchos Shabbos, when the Shulchan Aruch brings this down, he doesn't bring it down as a separate sif. He just says, "Ein magarshin, no divorce. Ele im kein who get shchiv merah detokif le'alma. Unless it's a get from a shchiv merah means he's on his deathbed, he's about to die. Detokif le'alma, he's at the end." Now, it's complicated because you cannot write a get on Shabbos. So the get has to already be written, and then there's complications with the date. If it's written before Shabbos, how can it be given on Shabbos? So that's all discussion exactly how that works in Hilchos Gittin, in Evan Ezet, Siman Kuf Chav Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah in Shin Lamed Tes, Sifkat and Chav Tes, sends us to Evan Ezet, Siman Kuf Chav Zayin. Okay, that is the second third of the Mishnah in Beitzah, and now we're at the last third. The Eilem Mishu Mitzvah, now we have a list of things that are full-fledged mitzvahs, yet Chazal still asked them on Yontif. And that is Lo Makdishin, as opposed to Makadshin and Isha. Makdishin is you're not allowed to sanctify things, make things holy. Hekdesh, Rashi says. Velo ma'arichin, he can't do erchin, erki alai, when a person pledges his value to the Beis HaMikdash, and there's all in Parshas B'chukos, it goes through everyone's different erchin. Velo machrimin. Machrimin is when a person says this animal is cherem, and stam cherem means it goes to the Beis HaMikdash for bedek habayis, for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. So these three are for sure mitzvahs, but they're still aser on Shabbos and Yontif. Why are they also in Shabbos and Yontif? The Gemara says, Gzera Mishum Ekachum Emkar. It's a Gzera that you're going to come to do business. It's transferring ownership from me to the Beis HaMikdash type of thing. And therefore, next thing I know, I'm transferring ownership to my neighbor and I'm involved in a business deal. And therefore, since it's similar to business, Chazal Asid these three things, even though they are a mitzvah. Then the Mishnah continues. One more. Velo magbiin truma umaiser. You're not allowed to separate trumas and maisers on Shabbos and Yontif. Why? Because the Mishnah Berurah points out in actually Reish Samech Aleph, Davide Kimisakein, it's like he's fixing the produce. Before it was also, now it's mutter, and therefore you can't do that on Shabbos or Yontif. Let's look at the list, back in the list in our Simin and Shulchan Aruch. Velo donin, no judging, lo makadshin, no marrying women, lo konsin, second half of marriage, lo miyadmin, no yibum, no magarshin, no divorce, lo choltsin, no chalitza, to release the widow of his brother, velo makdishin, making something holy, velo macharimin, is a different type of holiness, velo mafrishin, shumasumaisris. Okay, that's the end of the Mishnah. Okay, in Beitza, Lamed, Vav, Amud, Beis. Then, and we did the Shulchan Aruch of Beis, but we didn't do the Rama. Hagah, note, says the Rama. The din pidyon haben, kidina v'shabbos, kach dino b'yantif. The halachos of redeeming, the mitzvah of redeeming the firstborn son, the din on yantif is just like the din on Shabbos, ayin le'el shin lamites, si'if dalet. So, if we look at Shilam and Tess Siv Dalit, there the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Ein Podin Aben. We don't do a Pidyon Aben on Shabbos. Now, Pidyon Aben is done when the baby is 30 days old. Now, this is Machlokas exactly how to understand 30 days old. Is it 30 days old and now you're on today, a full 30 days, you're up to day 31? Or does it mean a month old and a lunar month is 29 and a half days and 793 chalakim of an hour, that is 1,080 chalakim. Okay, anyway, without getting into too detailed into Pidyon HaBen is also on Shabbos. Now, obviously, you can't hand the money over to the Kohen because the money is muksa. What if I want to give the Kohen a corned beef? I want to give him a corned beef. It's for sure worth 5 slayim. And it's not mokso, it's corned beef, it's a cooked corned beef. Can I be poed in my son of Shabbos with a cooked corned beef? So that's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. No, ain't poed in a ben. Mishabura over there in Shin Lamed Tes, Sif Katan Chav Zayin says, Afilu b'kli sheshova chamesh slaim, even if you give him a kli that's worth 5 slaim. This has nothing to do with money. This has to do with the fact that there is Dome Lemeka Chomemkar, the Mishabura goes on to say. It's similar to a business transaction, and therefore it's usher. So I have an idea. So why don't I give the money a Friday and say that it'll work on Shabbos? The actually pidyon will be on Shabbos, but I'm giving him the money before Shabbos. So says the Mishnah Berurah, the Ein Lomar Yiten Amos Lekohen Be'erev Shabbos. Don't come up with the idea, give the money before Shabbos, and then Ukishagia Hayom Lamed Aleph B'Shabbos, when day 31 falls on Shabbos, that's the time to be poed to him. Yochla pidyon. Then the pidyon rubicham, giving it Erev Shabbos, and it's going to take effect on Shabbos. Don't do that. Why? Because you're going to lose out on the bracha to be said on the mitzvah pidyon aben. Why? Friday, when you're giving the money, right now, Friday, the mitzvah is not yet relevant because it's not yet 30 days. So, lo chola mitzvah law, the mitzvah is not yet placed upon him. Echumar v'tzivanu. How can you make a bracha on doing a mitzvah where the mitzvah didn't come yet? Okay, so let him make the bracha on Shabbos when it's chal. Uv'shabbos namayu chol levarach. Kevin she'oz ena osa klum. On Shabbos, he also can't make the bracha, but he's not doing anything. To make a bracha on a mitzvah, I have to do something. I have to do the mitzvah. Here, the action is done on Friday, but it doesn't work yet. It works on Shabbos because of what he did on Friday. So he can't make the bracha on Friday because it's not yet time to do the mitzvah. He can't make the bracha on Shabbos because the action was already done on Friday. So he's losing out on the bracha. And therefore, what does he do? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yamtin ad achra Shabbos. He should wait until after Shabbos to do the Pidyon HaBen. Okay, that is Siman Tov Kuf Chaf Dalet.